Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater. And some things that are happening at Memphis College of Art that we want to let you know about. Kristen Rambo is the Alumni and Advancement Coordinator there, and Bud Ritchie is Vice President of Student Affairs and Dean of Students, and they've joined me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank
Kristen,
you.
Why don't you start, because this is a really big deal. It is called We Rise, the final biennial alumni exhibition. It's actually on now. It's been up since late May, I think, but it's going to wrap up actually this week. So tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, so we have over 50 works of art at Historic Rust Hall right now in the middle of the gallery, kind of taking up all of the wall space
because
we
think,
have so many artists. It was juried by Julie Peretti of the Dixon, Grace Stewart of the Metal Museum, and then our beloved emeritus Dolph Smith.
Yes.
And so we put out a call, and we had a ton of applications and people wanting to be a part of it. And the show is one of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's really good.
And I mean, these are always a big deal, these alumni shows anyway. Mm-hmm. And because you have such an incredible roster of alumni, of people who have gone through the college.
Yes, thank you. We really do. And it's always been a big deal. Every 2 years we have it. Every 2 years in between that is the faculty biennial,
right,
which is also, you know, just a beautiful, wonderful show. And so it's closing out this weekend.
Right.
The last day is July 15th.
And you have a party. You have an award ceremony and reception and stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have a big celebration this Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. And it's open to the public. It's a free event. We're going to show off all the great artwork and then award some, you know, we have a best in show, first and second runner up. So we're really excited.
It's got to be just kind of bittersweet.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, we were talking earlier, and there are so many alumni, and I'm sure they're quite organized. So we'll probably see something along these lines. But this is the last one actually put on by Memphis College of Art.
Yes, this will be the last one put on by MCA as the institution it is right now currently. And it is bittersweet. I'm trying to focus on it being a fun celebration of these artists.
Yeah.
But yes, of course, it is bittersweet.
All right. If you'd like more information about this, you can go to the website mca.edu and look under the events there, and you can get all the information there. All right. It's closing this Sunday, so you need to get over there now and see it. And then the big party is on Friday night from 6 to 9. All right. Bud Ritchie, as we mentioned, is VP of Student Affairs and Dean of Students at Memphis College of Art. And one of the things that you are heavily involved in, obviously, is the financial side of the business. And you've got a new organization that you're putting together. Now, explain what's going on here, Bud.
Well, I'll start with saying we are not yet closed.
Yeah, you're still there. You're still there.
We have students within the student body who are going to continue until their graduation in May 2020, and after that's when the college will close.
Right.
We're no longer accepting new students, but we have a good number of students who remain with us and will continue. So part of what we're doing is seeking ways in which we can support the quality of their education, being as fine as those who went before them. And a new donor club has been created, Club 1936. And the idea is that members of the community, alumni, others who wish, anybody could give. And the commitment is $1,936 between now and January 2020.
Okay.
So that's what we've come up with. The paperwork is kind of still morphing a little bit. Website went up over the weekend, I think Saturday, so it's live now. And we ask people to give what they can on the front end, and we set up a payment schedule if they can't pay it all out at once.
Sure.
To pay the 1936 commitment by January 2020.
Very nice. So where's this money going?
It's going to the reserve fund now to build a fund through which we can continue college operations. So it's going to be used for the operation of the college, for supplies, for faculty salaries, for other things. But everything is centered on getting the students the caliber of education they need to become the best artists they can be.
That's really important, too. I mean, I'm sure that when the announcement was made that the college will be closing in 2020, you probably started taking a hit there in terms of your donations and in terms of your fundraising.
Well, we have, and I think it's a pretty compelling case we can make that we need the funds, we need the support. But I think in the immediate kind of flurry after that, people assume the college had already closed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's not, in fact, the case.
Sure. And you still got, as you mentioned, many students that are going to go through their graduation, so they need support and they need
Absolutely.
Resources.
Absolutely. And that's what we're seeking to do, is to make it possible. And there are many in this community who have been touched by MCA.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond the alumni, there are people that have had their children in the summer camps. They've taken a leisure class over there. So many people have an MCA story, and we want for those folks to be able to help as they are inclined.
Absolutely. All right, that's the 1936 Club, and it has a website. What's the website?
It does. It's go to mca.edu, and you see Give, and then from there it's a click away to the 1936 Club.
Very nice. All right, We Rise, the final biennial alumni exhibition at Memphis College of Art. It's in the Big Rust Hall. Lots of wonderful art there. We'll be there through Sunday. The big reception is on Friday evening at 6 p.m. And again, actually, you can go to Facebook Events, and you can find out more information there, but also mca.edu, and you can get all the information there about this final biennial. Kristen Rambo is Alumni and Advancement Coordinator at Memphis College of Art. Bud Ritchie, Vice President of Student Affairs and Dean of Students, my guest today. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks you for having us, Daryl. Thank you.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Onstage at the Halloran Center Theater Series, featuring the toe-tapping musical Ain't Misbehavin', the National Players production of Arthur Miller's drama The Crucible, and the New York Gilbert and Sullivan Players in The Pirates of Penzance. Details at orpheum-memphis.com.